Well, as you said, the F-35 is a fantastic airplane. It is an airplane that we call a fifth-generation fighter, meaning we take attributes of stealth, of advanced avionics that give pilots unprecedented situational awareness, and we tie that together through network-centric operations. In other words, let all our other airplanes that are flying with us share that information. What that does for the pilot flying the F-35 is give that pilot a quantum leap in capability above everything else we've ever had before. So the F-35 allows our men and women in the service to execute their mission effectively and come home safely every single time.
They're no longer so all alone up there in the cockpit. They've got so many people behind them on the ground as well as in the air then.
You know, Bruce, that's an excellent way to put it, and that's exactly how I feel when I fly the airplane. It's the most synergistic human-machine interface I've ever had, and you do feel that everybody's looking out for you. You get a God's eye view of everything going on. You're sharing it. My cockpit is the same as my wingman's cockpit. There, my wingman's cockpit I'm seeing in my cockpit. It's incredible how we react and how we fly when we do this, and it gives us the opportunity to use fighters in ways we've never done before.
When you have that many that are being asked for by the Pentagon, where do they all end up? How are they dispersed across the globe?
Well, those are up to the services. Currently, there are over 450 airplanes flying around the world right now of the F-35, with more than 900 pilots already trained. So I think the service determines, the gaining service will always determine where they need the airplanes. But Bruce, I do want to touch on one other thing besides just the service impact, and that's the financial or the economic impact of what the F-35 program brings to the American public. And for Ohio in particular, there are over 5,000 jobs directly and indirectly related to the F-35 program, with an economic impact of more than $467 million. So not only is this good for the services and excellent and safe for our pilots, but this is good for Americans.
You're coming to us from what they call the mile-long factory in Fort Worth, Texas. Can you describe that? For what takes place in that mile-long stretch?
Well, Bruce, what we do here is we bring all the pieces and parts from around the world of this airplane together and then put it together with the refinement of the thickness of a human hair. That gives us the ability to have the stealth characteristics that we do. We do that with the advanced computer technology that we put in the airplane. As we roll the airplanes down the factory line and they're put together, eventually they'll roll outside, be ready for us for flight. We'll check them out before we give them to the services.
You've flown over 7,000 hours. Is the F-35 really special for you, or do you have other aircraft that you've flown that you've really been impressed with?
Well, I think every pilot will tell you whatever airplane they're flying is special, especially at the time they're airborne. But I will tell you that of all those airplanes, I've never seen anything like an F-35. It is the easiest airplane I've ever flown. Translate that to the safest. It is the most knowledgeable in the sense of I'm still amazed every time I get in the airplane at what it can see and how it shares the information with me and how I can share that information not only with other pilots but also with entities on the ground. So we can do so much with this airplane and so much not only now but as we adapt for new technologies so much in the future.
We're talking this morning with Al Norman, Chief Test Pilot of Lockheed Martin Aeronautics. What is your role then as a test pilot? What are you supposed to be doing so that the plane can be as best as possible? What is some of your role as a test pilot?
Well, as a test pilot, Bruce, we do a lot of things. You know, you talked about my background. We take our background and we help shape and design the airplane. When the airplane's finally made, we help put it through its paces, either if it's going through the factory and flying for its first time, or when we're in the development phase of a project like this, we're doing what we call expanding the envelope. We're flying it faster, farther, higher, pulling more G's with it than we ever have before, so we can find everything that goes on with the airplane so the service members don't have to. And then we can design the airplane and make the airplane exactly what the services had asked for.
I know you probably look at all the technology that's involved with it. How important is comfort for someone in the cockpit there? They got to be behind it. They got to be able to focus. They can't have distractions or discomfort because you got to be there being able to do that. How important is that for you behind in the cockpit?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bruce. This airplane, the F-35, makes things seamless with how we interact with the machine itself. You would think with what I've just described, there could be information overload. There is not. Because of how we share that information and how we present it to the pilot. In fact, I have a helmet that can show all kinds of things in it of what the outside world looks like in an infrared sense, what night vision looks like, and also everything that my jet is seeing. I can see different things in the helmet that point me to where things are. So what I do with the helmet and what I do with my switches in the cockpit as I sit and I fly, it's incredible, and it's incredible how we tie that together between the pilot and the machine, the F-35.
If people want to get a look at the F-35, where's a good place for them to see that, maybe see some video of it, perhaps pictures or some details of what it's all about?
Well, I'll tell you what, the best place to start and the best place to find information, up-to-date information, is at www.f35.com, and people can go explore that site and find out more about the F-35 and the F-35 program.
Chief Test Pilot of Lockheed Martin Aeronautics, Al Norman, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.